Rabotai Erev Tov, so I think this is our last year before the Chag. So it's Ksat Sameach, Ksat Atzuv. So. Yeah, nachon. So as far, anybody remember where we got up to yesterday? We got up to Achilat Matzah?
We got up to
Motzei Matzah. Motzei Matzah. Now, Rabotai, I spoke about in my, I don't know if you, a lot of people seem to like it. You know, the daily short halachot that I give in the morning, mamash. Somebody actually, it's funny, this somebody in cyberspace, he was complaining about the sound quality. So I said, listen, I don't, you know, I'm in tefillah, he's like, we want a video camera and microphones. I said, Baba, I'm in the middle of tefillah. I don't have time now for cameras, vanyanim, and makeup, you know what I'm saying? I say dvar halacha, and then olchim habayta, limot Torah, you know what I'm saying? That's it. So they asked me if I buy you a microphone, that's it. Just a microphone to clip on your thing, clip on, clip off, will you use it? So first I said no, because it was too much tircha at the time, because as Gabi will tell you, right? How long it takes time to put on and take off a microphone. No, that's time that I don't have. Aval, at the end, I said, you know what? And somebody complained and he bought it. I said, Besed, Anil Bash. So I put it for the first time today. That's the Sheikh Yanu. Yeah. The person who records, he has it connected to his phone. Like 13 seconds before the Shiri comes, clips it on, and then right after it clips it off, Vizu. That's the. That's the. So.
Is it
wire going to this phone? No, it might be a wireless. Come on.
How long did you guys start recording?
Huh?
How long did you guys start recording?
Right after COVID we started. Or right before COVID, I think. Right before COVID we started, when I came to the shul. Anyway, I came back to the shul. Anyway, but Kitzur.
I have audio files from ever since 2017, arguably even 2014.
It could be, but not, yeah, but those I gave shurim in many places. Even, yeah, so.
I met the Rav
first to COVID. Oh, b'emet? So now we got better sound quality, just to make sure that people in cyberspace are happy, haven't they? And make sure everybody's taken care of. Huh? I don't know.
Power,
buy a
microphone.
No, I don't have a microphone.
Yeah. Someone actually asked me to make a campaign for the Rav to get a professional camera.
Baba, in the middle of tefillah, we're not making a movie theater. You know what I'm saying? The Bet HaKnesset in tefillah. Now. Anyway, I'm a very big fan of simplicity. You know, keep it simple. Anyway, mikol makom, motzim matzah, everybody gets all nervous. I broke down the shiurim pachot yoter. I told you about it yesterday, the shiurim of matzah. There's a big machloket, several machlokot between the Ben Ishchai and Maran Zichron Bracha when it comes to Ilchot Pesach. Da'ata Ben Ishchai, he understands Maran Shulchan Aruch to the literal sense that a person... Now, let's refocus for a second. Let's assume for a second that you're not Ba'al HaBayit, you're not leading the Seder, you're not the one who's making Birkat HaMotzi and Al Achilat Matzah. How much Matzah does a person have to have by Motzi Matzah? The Ba'al HaBayit, preferably, there's Machlok Taposki Maran HaShulchan breaks down. When you make Birkat HaMotzi and Birkat Al Achilat Matzah, now, you start off in order to be Yotze, do you have to have Lechem Mishneh by Seudot Yom Tov? Yes. Yes. Okay? Even though it's not Shabbat, and Lechem Mishneh is not there from Shabbat, but Mishum Kvod Yom Tov, we also do Lechem Mishneh. So therefore, when you make Birkat HaMotzi, you are holding on to how many matzot? Two and a half, right? You have a whole top hole, middle broken, and then the bottom one hole for Lechem Mishneh. That's for Birkat HaMotzi, so HaMotzi has Lechem Mishneh. You drop the bottom, because Be'etzem, besides for Lechem Mishneh, you don't need to be holding two. Now you're holding the top one and the middle one.
This is what you're saying, Bracha?
Correct. After you say HaMotzi, you drop the bottom, and then you're holding one and a half, and you make Birkat Al Achilat Matzah. Now, listen carefully. When you make Birkat Al Achilat Matzah, there's Machloket Poskim, which bracha, Machloket between the Rif and the Tur and the Rosh, which bracha goes on which matzah? Because technically, you're holding one and a half matzot, a whole and a half. Which one gets Birkat HaMotzi, which one gets Al Achilat Matzah, is Machloket Poskim. Therefore, in order to be Yotze Kol HaDeot, says Maran HaShulchan Aruch, Adif, what's the best thing to do? To eat two kazetot. One kazait from the top hole matzah, one kazait from the middle broken matzah, and then one kazait from motzi, and one kazait from matzah, and then miman afshach, you yotze. So, now, what about, yeah?
I don't
Can I know her? Oh, that's forget about 30 or 35 people. How about 3? Watch what I mean. What happens if you're one of the misubim, you're not the ba'al habayit, and you don't have 2 kazetot to give every one of the people at the table? Now listen why I'm saying that. If you're, how many kazetot do you have in a crunchy matzah? In cracker matzahs?
One, barely 2.
One and
2. Max is 3. Max is 3. If it's pretty thick matzah, you'll have about a third of a matzah being a kazayit. And now, as a result of that, what happens is, you'll have max 3 kazetot per matzah. So now, if you're holding 1.5 matzot, how many kazetot do you have in your hand? Max of crunchy matzah.
4.5
kazetot. Nagid, yeah? If the Baal HaBayit needs to eat 2, how many more people on the table, simple math, can you give 2 kazetot to? One more person. Which means if it's more than just you and your wife, or you and one other person, if you're using crunching matzahs, guess what? They're not getting 2 kazetot from you.
You buy soft
matzahs. Rega hakeh achshav. Ashkenazi and you don't... By the way, Rav Shechter, Shnita, actually gets soft matzah from me. Every year. Yeah. Huh? No, not the Rav Shechter from... Rav Yitzchak Hanun, not Heimerlin. Anyway, but Rav Tzvi Shechter. Anyway, Mikol Makom. So there happens to be a machloket among Ashkenazim about the validity or permissibility, rather, of using soft matzah for Ashkenazim. Does it require Masorah? Does it not? Why? Most poskim, huh? You don't really need a Masorah for it, but many of them hold that since they never did it, they're probably doing it wrong, and it might be machmitz. That's their shita. Rav Asher Weiss and other poskim hold like that. Certainly not chametz. But Rav Shechter is of the opinion that he says, listen, it's not something that needs a Masorah. I'm not making it because I don't know how. But if you make it for me and you know how to do it good, tfaddal. And that's what he does. He says, give it to me with bashgacha tova, whatever it is. And he actually uses it. And he calls me every year to tell me thank you. It was a time old. I asked him how the Rebbetzin like. He says, no, the Rebbetzin wouldn't touch it. He's like, anyway, he's very sweet like that. Adam gadol b'torah. Anyway, mikol makom. So over here, by soft matzahs, you have a lot more wiggle room because each soft matzah is approximately 6 kazetot. Whoa! So if you're holding 1.5 matzahs, kamaze, that's at least 9 kazetot. So 2 for me, 2 for you, 2 for you, 2 for... Okay, now, if you're not able to do that and you're having crunchy matzahs, what usually ends up happening, whether you have 3 or 30 or 300 people at your seder, what usually ends up happening is that you have to supplement the matzot from other matzot on the table, in the box, in the odama, you take from there. When you're supplementing matzot and you're not the Baal HaBayit, and you just, usually what do you do? The Baal HaBayit takes little tiny pieces of his matzah, sends it around the table for chibuv mitzvah, so you eat from his brachot, and everybody else supplements. Over there, there's no inyan whatsoever to have 2 kazetot. Only 1 kazait suffices, unless you're the Baal HaBayit atzmo, in which case you should be having 2 kazetot. Yeah, you're waiting patiently,
Mechina. Does the Baal HaBayit have to have specifically 2 kazetot?
Preferably.
Preferably.
No, prefer. He should have.
I mean, he should have. Okay. He should
have Davka, the ones that he made the brachot on.
Specifically 2 kazetot?
Yes.
He can have a little taste on that and then supplement from other ones?
Mm-hmm. He shouldn't. The inyan is to get a kazait from each bracha. A kazait for each bracha from each matzah. That's the idea. Yeah.
That's not how it works in the rest of the week. You take challah, you have to have a kazait from this one. No, you could take a little bit from here, and then you take another challah. Why do you have to have dafka kazait from the motzi?
No, you're supposed to have a kazait from the one that you made. You're talking about the Baal HaBayit or the Mesubim?
The Baal HaBayit should have
regular normal Shabbat. The Baal HaBayit should have a kazait from the pot that he made a bracha on. That's part of the mitzvah.
It has to be kazait from there.
Yeah, should be. Should be. Yeah, ma'am.
Is there a pot during regular Shabbats? There's a whole group of the minyan to have like 12 potting. Is there such a thing for a matzah?
It's a lot of matzah. Matzah is expensive. You know, matzah is called lechem oni. You know why? Because it's said to be ani. Yeah. Maze. Lechem oni. Lechem shem ani et be'alav. Yeah. What are you saying?
2 questions. Yeah. One, is it my responsibility if the person doing and also, let's say
we can barely take responsibility for ourselves. You want to be responsible for other people?
You know what I'm saying? Let's say you're worried they won't have you in mind, and you just do it on your own. and you might not be able to get your hands on two, you should still have two kazayis.
If you're making your own bracha?
Yeah.
Do you have lecha mishne?
Maybe.
You should.
And then you'll try.
Yeah.
Yeah, the situation you're describing is not the most gishmak, but guess what?
It's a reality.
Life is... I hear. Listen. Remember I told you 85% is Shulchan Aruch? With the Avad? Yeah.
Is it?
Huh? What's the answer? Do the best you can. Just like anything else on that. If you can grab another matzah and have lechem mishneh and have two kazitot yourself, tfadal, ta'ase. And if not, yeah? Yeah, go ahead.
Is the Rav Machner for the tour, that when the tour says that you're supposed to leave them all the matzah on the table? When you're...
Like no, no. No, that's not the tool.
It's the brisket.
It's the brisket. Yeah.
Also,
yeah.
For me, if I'm not eating,
yeah, the Mishaber says the same thing. Mishaber and Samantha Fine His says exactly the same thing that I just said. Now, yeah, go ahead.
Can you restate what's the din when you don't have enough? Or?
So everybody else at the table is only eating one kazayit. If you're not getting two kazitot from the matzot of the Ba'al HaBayit, which in general does not happen, everyone else at the table is eating one kazayit, yeah. Ba'al HaBayit is eating two.
You give a little piece of each one to them from the top and the crack one, in addition, which is not, it's not enough.
It's not enough. So what the Ba'al HaBayit does is takes tiny pieces from
the
matzot.
And the middle one.
Yeah, yeah. Tiny pieces, sends it around. They eat that, but the bulk of your kazayit, you're eating from supplemented matzot, or they eat one kazayit. Now again, even for Ba'al HaBayit himself, if he can't stomach two kazitot, since it's a long night, there's a lot of matzah to be eaten, and if he can't, mi'ikar adin is yotzei with one kazayit. Now, what I wanted to tell you before, the Ben Ish Chai understands Maran Kipshuto, that when you're eating both kazetim of matzah, you should chew it up and swallow it all at once. Which means chew up, chew two kazetot of matzah, which is one kabitzah, which is all... Don't laugh. It's almost one whole matzah, one whole hand matzah, depending on the thickness, whatever. The Ben Ish Chai understands Maran that you chew it up all at once, don't swallow. Once you have already chewed in your mouth a full two kazetot, then swallow all at once. Maran Zechon Bracha, for the first time, argues on it in Shelot, Tshuvot Chazon Ovadia, and he proves from many poskim that it is not necessary. Rather, a person should be ochel kedarko. Nachon, you have to be makpit, eat your kazayit, betoch kedei achilat pras, which is another huge machloket poskim, which varies from 2 minutes to 9 minutes. We don't hold of the two, and we also don't hold of the nine. Lecha techila, we hold of four. Meikar adin, 7.5 is also yotzei dechovah. But you can eat kedarko, eat normally. If you don't schmooze and you don't complain, eating kazayit matzah in 7 minutes is a breeze. Usually what happens is, because you're leaning and uncomfortable and making stains and whatever, so everybody's complaining and krechtzing and talking and schmoozing and laughing and whatever, and then you miss the zman. Mata ose? Tishtok, ta'aseh ta mitzvah. That's the mitzvah name. So that's the idea over there. But for Ba'al HaBayit, so Maran Zechon Bracha says you don't have to get it in your mouth. I'll tell you a story. Hagon, Rabbi Yehuda Tzadka, Zichet Tzadik Vracha, was Rosh Shivat Porat Yosef, a very good friend of Maran Zichon Vracha. He was older than him in Porat Yosef. And very interestingly, when his kids did something good, when they learned well or they davened well, whatever, Ham Yehuda Tzadka, his son, Rav Moshe Tzadka, who's the Rosh Shiva of Porat Yosef today in Geula, he said that what was their treat when they learned well? He says, if you learn well or if you behave nicely, I'm going to take you to stand outside the window of Chacham Ovadia, and you'll be able to stand there and watch him learn. That was their treat. Anyway, Bekitzur, Ham Yehuda Tzadka was a nephew of the Ben Ish Chai. A great nephew of the Ben Ish Chai, from the Ben Ish Chai's sister, was Rabbi Yehuda Tzadka's grandmother. So he was related, and because of that, he used to do everything Ben Ish Chai. The first year, when Shailot Uchuvot Chazon Ovadia came out with this, one of these psakim was that Maran Zechon Bracha argued on Rabbi Yosef Chaim on the Ben Ish Chai about not needing to swallow both kazetim at once. Ham Yehuda Tzadka met Chacham Ovadia on the first day of Pesach and he told him, Toda Rabba, Tizkun Mitzvot, thank you so much. He said, what are you talking about? What happened? He says, you know, right before the Chag, I got your Sefer, Shailot Uchuvot Chazon Ovadia, when it was hot off the press. He says, and I read the Tshuvot, and over there he said, you brought Re'ayot, that a person doesn't have to follow the Ben Ish Chai and put both kazetim in his mouth at the same time and swallow. And he says, every Pesach I had to make a gomen. I made it out alive after Achilat Matzah. He says, every Pesach I was choked. He says, Toda Rabbat, Tizkun Mitzvot. Now I got to eat it like a man. So that's the Ben Ish Chai's nephew. Anyway, Yeah, it was a thing. Anyway, yeah.
Was there any
yeah
not to speak until you had a
desire? Yeah. I mean, in terms of, it's not hefsek, but just, it's a tova. It's always, I mean, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel said it best. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel אומר, כל ימי גדלתי בין החכמים ולא מצאתי לגוף טוב מן השתיקה. Whether it's achilat matzah or any other time, shtika is always a good thing. That's all. If you don't have, especially when you're in the middle of the mitzvah, I'm not talking about hefsek. Keep your eye on the ball. Focus. Now, Rabotai for Marum, moving right along. There's many, many different, there's actually the Mishnah in Masechet Pesachim brings down five things that a person can use for Maror, and the Shulchan Aruch brings down that the order in which they are listed in the Mishnah, that is the order of their preference for using for Maror. What's the first thing the Mishnah talks about? Chazeret. Chazeret, which is chasa, which is what we call today romaine lettuce. That's number one. Tamcha, which is what Ashkenazim call chrein, horseradish, is also there, but that's fifth. Now, even though... No, I'm just... Now, most Ashkenazim, correct me if I'm wrong, but from when I was by studying with Ashkenazim, most of them do not bidavka use chrein for maror. They use it in addition to lettuce, not to substitute lettuce. So, because they want to get the kick, they want to get the bitterness and the sharpness of the maror, so that many people have a question. How can it be yotze with lettuce? Lettuce isn't bitter. The answer is, Maran Zohar brings down from many poskim in Chazon Avadia. He says, lettuce has a very interesting trait. When you eat it first, it's sweet, but then it leaves you with a bitter aftertaste. He says, that's exactly how the Shi'abud Mitzrayim went. How does Shi'abud start? Vayavidu et bnei Yisrael befarech. Ma ze befarech? Beferach. They dragged them, right? They coaxed them in. Diburim yafim. And then what? Tach. And then Shi'abud. So he says, that's why bedavka the Mishnah says, chasa. That's why it says to use specifically lettuce. Now again, lettuce is very hard to clean. I'm going to be very straight with you. It's very, very hard to clean. It's extremely infested, especially this time of year. Anytime this... No, especially is actually... Yeah. Especially this time of year, anytime the seasons change, now we just changed from winter to spring, the bugs like that, and they come out and they infect. It's known scientifically. So it's very hard. You have to make sure to check. The Ben Ish Chai actually writes very, very clearly in Parashat Tzav and in Chok Pesach that he says, Meforash, that the woman of the house who is entrusted with Bdikat HaTolaim has to be so careful with the Bdikah, because he says if she's not careful and she serves at Belel HaSeder, he says, Yechola ligrom liyotir avonot mise'ar rosha. She can have more avonot on her head than the hairs on her head. That's what that's the lashon of the Mishnah. So it's an important thing to say. I always recommend that if you are not an expert in checking, which many people are not, and that's okay, then try to get one of the pre-checked kosher mehadrin versions, even though it's a little bit more expensive. But what doesn't Am Yisrael do in order to avoid isurim and do mitzvot behidur? What don't we spend? We're Am Yisrael. That's what we do. So that's preferable. And if not, what Maran Zichron Berachah used to do for many, many, many years is what I said. Remember? You remember what I told you? Take the leaves, take the stalks, cut off the leaves, leave the stalk, soak them in soap water for a few minutes, wash it off under strong stream of water. It's maspik to eat it that way, because the majority of the infestation is not there. It's bedavka in the leaves. So that's another way to get around that. Some people use endives, olshin, which the Mishnah also brings in second place. Also need to be checked, but certainly less infested than lettuce. But again, it's on the second tier. Now also, I should point out, the Mishnah also brings down five types of grain that a person can use for matzah. Nachon? Chita, seora, kusemet, all these things. You know, there's different matzot are made out of different grains on the market. There's wheat, there's spelt, there's oat. Now, technically, a person should not be yotze with oat matzah unless a person is gluten intolerant or celiac or whatever it is, then he can use oat. Otherwise, he shouldn't use it, because there is a machloket whether oats are part of chamishat mina dagan. Shibolet shu'al, is that it? I'm not, without getting into all the shitot right now. Yeah.
I just said it is.
Yeah. But he said that for people who are gluten intolerant, or for his daughter has celiac disease, and that's what he told her. And he says, Meforash, he said, eat oat. But otherwise, he said, it's better not to get into Selah machloket. And he only said it because that's gadol koach minhag, b'am Yisrael. Now, spelt also. spelt is easier on the stomach, but specifically for achilat matzah, mitzvah achilat matzah, mitzvah min ha-mufchar is to use wheat matzah, to use wheat. So that's run-of-the-mill matzah is made out of wheat, so that's mitzvah min ha-mufchar. Korech rabotai, everybody, balabait and misubin. One kazait maror. Oh, I forgot to tell you how much is kazait maror. So it really depends if you're using the whole heart, which is the stalk and the leaf, or just the stalk. If it's the stalk and the leaf, which is the whole heart, it's about two of those. About two hearts. You know what I mean by hearts? The two.
Different sizes.
Huh?
Different sizes.
Average. Average. I'm talking about like not the huge ones on the outside, not the tiny ones on the inside. Two average, between two and three average hearts is a kazait. If it's just the stalks and not the leaves, now the leaves aren't a majority of it because the leaves are pretty thin. But if you take out the leaves, so it comes out to about three stalks and then two or three stalks of lettuce, and then you're tzekach yedechova, that's a kazait. Now, for korech, you take another kazait matzah, another kazait maror, and that's that. Everybody, there's a fantasy, there's a fake news in Am Yisrael that Hillel HaZaken used to make a sandwich. That is fake news. Hillel HaZaken never saw a sandwich. Okay? There's no such thing as it. We say, Zecher HaMikdash keHillel she'akorchan ve'ochlan bevatachat. Anytime in Shas you see the word korech, korchan, korchan besiv, what does korech mean? It means to wrap. It doesn't mean no sandwiches, no garnish. Yeah, Mara lied. I'm not going to say that, but anyway. But that's what we call Mara Torah. It wasn't a sandwich, it was a wrap. Hillel HaZaken made a lafa. He took the matzot, which were matzot shel...
And that's why it's a soft matzah.
What die? Yeah, he took that. He took the Korban Pesach with matzah umarot biyachad. He wrapped it all together and he was yotze kacha. Lichroch in Lashon HaKodesh means to wrap. Yeah? Like when you make the krichot al ayad, al azra, when you do krichot of retzuot tefillin, you're sandwiching tefillin. What does that even mean? You're wrapping tefillin. You know what I'm saying? So now, that's with regards to that. Also, baseva, don't forget. Maror doesn't have to be eaten baseva. Then you have Shulchan Orech. Now, there are very, you'd think, every Shulchan Orech people think it's party time. Right? It's everybody's favorite part of the Seder. But I want to let you know, there are halachot about what you can serve b'lel haSeder. You know that Maran HaShulchan Aruch says, it's a Gemara Meforeshet, everybody knows, that Gedi Mekulas, Rosho Al Kira'a Ve'Al Kirbo, it's asur to serve a full lamb roasted on Lel Pesach. Why? Because people might think it resembles Koran Pesach and you're eating Kadashim Bachutz or whatever. That's asur. What about if it's not Gedi Mekulas? What about if it's not whole? What about if it's only pieces of roasted lamb or roasted meat? What's the halacha? What did the Mishnah say? Makom shenahagu le'echol basar tzili b'lele psachim ochlin. Makom shenahagu shelo le'echol en ochlin. Nechon? It has to do with minhag. The Magen Avraham writes that in all places that we know today, the minhag is shelo le'echol. We do not eat any kind of tzali, any kind of roasted meat, not lamb and not other meat, on Lel Pesach, because it resembles the Korban Pesach. Not only that, the Magen Avraham throws in, not only roasted, but even tzali kedar. Tzali kedar means anything that is baked, baked without any sauce, that also resembles roasting, because what is roasting? Dry heat. Anything that's dry heat is also asur, and he extends it to anything that requires shechita. Chicken, whatever, poultry, same thing.
When it's baked
without nachon. Huh? Magen Avraham. Says Miforash.
Where in the Magen Avraham?
Tafain Vav? Tavi. Bring a chileke. Bring a chileke.
Yes, sir.
Mishabru. Tafain Vav is Tafain Vav or Zahi. Tavi. Chileke. Anyway, Bekitzul. Keep me on my toes, this kid. Anyway, Mikon Makom. That's important. Zak Baruch. You want to wager on Tafayin Vav or Tafayin Zayin? What do you think? Minhag achilat tzali b'lel Pesach Tafayin Vav. Yeah, that's how you. Shlomo Melech writes in Mishle when you have a dilemma. Tzadik harishon berivo. Usually the first person who comes to you, or the first thought you have, that's usually what sticks with you. So I was right over here. So the Magen Avraham Yeah. The Magen Avraham writes that afilu tzli kedar lo osim. In order to be matir, any meat, tell your mothers, tell your wives, your sisters, grandmother, whoever's cooking, the meat that you cook for lina seder, meat, chicken, whatever it is, it has to have some sort of a sauce. Chayav. Otherwise, mechamata minhag, it's asur leechol v'lina seder. That's why Ashkenazim. Huh? Yeah, gravy, sauce, whatever, soup, all these things are fine.
It has to be cooked with that, or?
Yeah, if you cook it without and then you pour it on top, it's asur. It has to be davka cooked with it. So that's a big thing. A lot of people don't know that. They make, roast, like, pot roast or things like that. It's asur. Asur leechol v'lina seder.
It's okay?
Asur. Same idea. Yeah? Fried is okay. But if it's baked schnitzel, zibaya. Fried, when it's fried in the oil, it's okay. Now, so that's with regards to that. Also, you have to be very, very, very careful. By Shulchan Aruch, everybody's hungry, and they, not everybody, but some people attack the food. You got to take it easy because, huh?
Hamle.
What's hamle?
Attack.
Oh, anyway. But, lat lat, because you have a mitzvah, afikoman afterwards, and you have, in order to be yotze the mitzvah, afikoman, mitzvah min amufchar, you have to eat the afikoman leteavon. And leteavon is not easy, especially if you're after a whole suuda, whatever. The fact that you're able to shove it down, that you're yotze b'di'avad. And if it's achila gasa, you're not yotze whatsoever. You have to be able to eat zecher lekorban pesach ne'echal ala sova. It has to be eaten mamash. What does ala sova mean? Not when you're satisfied. That eating the afikoman is what satisfies you. You understand? The last thing, the kicker that gives you the satisfaction should be the afikoman. That's pshat. Yeah.
What's the inyan of getting the afikoman before chatzot?
So there's a machloket. Everybody knows the famous machloket at the end of Masechet Pesachim. What is the zman, sof zman achilat korban Pesach? Machloket between? Chatzot and anot ha-shachar. Between who and who? Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Machloket, who we paskin like. La alachad Rambam paskins like Rabbi Akiva, that mitzvatam ad alot ha-shachar, b'di'avad. Anyway, mikol makom, so therefore, since afikoman is zechel korban Pesach, so we try to do the same halachot of korban Pesach, therefore we try to eat before chatzot, and not only afikoman, all the mitzvot of the seder, gam ken halel, birkat hamazon, all of the arba kosot, we try to finish everything before. So again, etzat ha'ova kamashma'alan rabotai, try to keep it moving, try, again, don't make it dry and robotic, because it's a time, zman simcha and zman of emunah. Aval mikol makom, do the best you can and make a kiddush Hashem. I wish you all b'chav atzlacha, chag kashev sameach, tiskul shem rabot, na'imot v'tovot. And b'ezrat Hashem, we will meet at the beginning of next zman. Chag kasher v'sameach lekulam.
Do you have to eat from the afikoman itself?
You should get a piece.
A piece of it, and you can have a cup of it. Yeah.
Is it better to rush my geese?
Are you around tomorrow to help with Sfarim?
Yeah.